Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Zion Mishnah Gimel and Parak Zion Mishnah Dalet. As we continue discussing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and more specifically, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, or really two Mishnayos ago, that the Kohen Gadol, when he's reading the various psukim of the Torah and Parshas Acharimos, describing and discussing the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so he could choose either he could wear his own clothing, or he could wear the white linen clothing that was worn during the Avodah, the regular service in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though reading the Psukim is not part of the Avodah, he could still wear the clothing for that if he chooses. It says the Mishnah in Bibig De Butzkar, that if the Kohen Gadol read the Torah dressed in the white linen garments, then what would he do? Kiddush Yad Viraglav, he would wash his hands and his feet after doing the reading, after reading the Psukim. Pashat Yarad V'Tavol, then he would remove the white garments, he would go down into the mikvah, immerse in the mikvah, Allah v'nistapik, then he would come up from the mikvah and he would dry himself off. Hevilo big de zahav v'lavash, then they would bring him the golden garments, he would put those on, v'kidish yad v'raglav, once again he would wash his hands and his feet, and that's exactly what would happen. Now the last few prakim of Mishnayos, we've been discussing the avoda involving the Kohen Gadol's bull, the Sa'ir Lashem, the goat that was for the Rabbona Shalom as a Karban Chatas, and the Sa'ir La'azazel, the goat that was going to be thrown off of the cliff. However, there were two other groups of Karbanos also related to the Avoda of Yom Kippur. Number one was the ram, the ayil of the Kohen Gadol, and the ayil of the people as well, both of which were considered to be Karban Olas. And the second group of karbanos was the Yom Kippur Musaf, which consisted of three types of animals, one bull, which was a karban ola, seven sheep, which were also karbanos olos, which were also going to be burned completely, and one goat, which is going to be a karban chatas brought on the Mizbeach Chachitz, on the outer Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah is going to first state that the two rams were offered at this point in the Avodah, and then it will discuss a machlokas about when the karban musaf, the animals, were brought. It says the Mishnah, V'yotza v'osa es elo v'es el ha'am, he went out, meaning he would leave, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, he would leave the part of the courtyard where he had washed his hands and feet, and he went to the northern section of the Azara where he slaughtered the rams. And then that's where he would perform the avoda of the ram, and of both his ram and the ram of the people, via Shivas Kivasim, Temimim, B'nei Shana, and later when the afternoon Karban Tamid, right, the Karban Tamid Shebein Harbaim was brought, he would bring seven unblemished, meaning without any sort of mum, sheep that were in their first year of life, as well as other animals of the Karban Musaf as well, the bull, the goat, Devir Rabbi Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the entire Karban Musaf was brought just before the afternoon Karban Tamid. The next Tanna, Rabbi Akiva, however, holds the Musaf was split into two parts that were offered at different times. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Im Tamid Shal Shachar Hayu Kravenu Par Ha'ola, that they, meaning the seven sheep of the Musaf, were brought with the Karban Tamid that was brought in the morning, the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, and so was the bull of the Karban Musaf, which was an Ola. V'sa'ir Nasa Bachut, Im Tamid Shal Bein Harbaim, and the goat of the Karban Musaf, whose avodos were performed outside the Azara, the Heichal, rather, of the Beis HaMikdash, was brought with the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid. Continuing now with Berek Zion, Mishnah Dal. Now, this previous Mishnah taught us that the Kohen Gadol would go into the mikvah for the third time, he would put on the golden garments, and then he would offer his ayil, his ram, and the ram of the people. Now we're going to discuss the fourth time when the Kohen Gadol would immerse in the mikvah. It says the Mishnah Kiddush Yad Viraglav, he would wash his hands and his feet, upashat v'yarad v'tavol, then he would remove the golden garments, he would go down into the mikvah once he was immersed, the olav in his topic, then he would come out of the mikvah, he would dry himself off, Hevilo big day love and velavash, then they brought him white garments, he put them on, v'kiddush yad v'raglav, once again he would wash his hands and his feet. Nichnas lahotzi esakafi esamachta. At that point, he would enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, the holiest place in the world, to remove the spoon and the shovel that he had left there earlier. As we discussed, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadosh for the first time, he brought a ladle filled with ketores and a shovel filled with coals. He poured the ketores onto the coals, waited until the entire room filled with smoke, and then he left the Kodesh HaKadosh, leaving the ladle and the spoon behind. Now, our Mishnah is teaching us that he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the ladle and the shovel after the fourth time when he immersed himself in the mikvah. And this was the only activity that he performed in the white garments between the fourth and the fifth time of going into the mikvah. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah, that he would come out with the gold garments, but again, good. And then v'kidish yad v'raglavu pashat, and then he would wash his hands and his feet and remove the golden garments. Hevilo big day atzma v'lavash. Then they brought him his own golden garments, or really his own garments, not his golden garments, his own regular clothing that he would put on. Umelavin oso ad beso. Then the people would escort him until he would reach his home. V'yom tov haya osel oav b'shash shiyatza b'shalom min hakodesh. And he made a big party of celebration for his friends after Yom Kippur, when it was clear to them that he had successfully completed the avodah of Yom Kippur and he emerged safely from the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah warns us that a Kohen Gadol who enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim without performing the avodah properly will lose his life, will die. Therefore, when the Kohen Gadol had successfully performed the entire avodah of Yom Kippur without anything happening to him, it was a cause for a personal celebration that everyone around him was going to celebrate. Have a great day.